Burning bridges is a common expression for cutting ties in a decisive, often dramatic way. Quitting a job in anger, ending a relationship with harsh words, or publicly denouncing a colleague or organization. In the moment, it can feel powerful. There is a rush of relief in saying what you have held back, in slamming the door and declaring that you will never look back. Yet while burning a bridge may offer short-term emotional satisfaction or a sense of control, it often creates long-term consequences that quietly resurface when least expected. One problem with burning bridges is that it underestimates how interconnected the world really is. Professional industries, social circles, and even communities are smaller than they appear. A manager you clash with today may become a hiring director at a company you admire tomorrow. A colleague you dismiss might later recommend candidates for an opportunity you want. When you leave behind resentment, hostility, or disrespect, you also leave behind a reputation. And reputations travel faster and farther than we anticipate. Another issue is that burning bridges eliminates future flexibility. Life rarely follows a straight path. People change careers, return to former employers, collaborate with past competitors, and rediscover old friendships. What seems like a closed chapter can unexpectedly reopen. If the relationship ended on good terms, there is space for reconnection. If it ended in flames, that possibility is often gone. By acting as though we will never need someone again, we ignore the unpredictability of our own futures. Burning bridges also tends to distort perspective. In heated moments, conflicts feel permanent and absolute. Emotions magnify grievances, making them seem irreparable. However, time often softens misunderstandings and reveals nuance. The boss who seemed unreasonable may have been under pressure we did not see. The friend who disappointed us may have been struggling privately. When we sever ties dramatically, we deny ourselves the chance for growth, reconciliation, or deeper understanding. There is also a personal cost. Acting out of anger or spite can reinforce habits of avoidance rather than resilience. Instead of learning to communicate boundaries calmly, negotiate differences, or exit situations with dignity, we default to destruction. Over time, this pattern can limit emotional maturity. The ability to leave respectfully, even when wronged, is a sign of strength, not weakness. It preserves self-respect while keeping doors open. This does not mean that every bridge must be preserved. Some relationships are harmful or abusive, and distancing oneself is necessary for safety and well-being. The key distinction lies in how the separation is handled. Protecting oneself does not require cruelty. It is possible to step away firmly without scorched earth tactics. Ultimately, burning bridges trades long-term opportunity for short-term satisfaction. The immediate sense of closure or triumph may feel decisive, but the world has a way of circling back. Paths cross again. Names resurface. Memories linger. Choosing professionalism, restraint, and grace in departures protects not only relationships but also one's future self. In a world built on networks and second chances, it is wiser to dismantle a bridge carefully than to set it ablaze,